Okay, P.O.L., the story, the P.O. story, you know, starting there somewhere, 73, 74, he comes up there to Stockholm with his dreams, dreams of pure love and all that, his girl, and not that he has... big dreams about being big or rich or successful or this or that, but well, he just wants his girl and his life there, and our teacher living a nice life, getting a family and so on. But then this all starts to change there. And so we've got an interesting way we can deal with this situation, that he is like young Faust, Dr. Faust. I mean, he's a seeker, he's... but then he's... well, I don't remember exactly what Faust was doing and what... what's his name? Mephistopheles. Came for and tempted him with. But here we could take that story from here and put it in a kind of Faust-ish setting. You know, the young P.O. is there, innocent, with, you know, there's a dream of her, yeah. And then comes Mephistopheles, their Rob, into the picture and starts to erode, question, rightly so in some ways, but wrongly in other ways, the morality and all these romantic, naive, unrealistic ideas that P.O. has about love and kindness and this and that. Now, this is the big city, you know. And then we realize then that he's actually hitting on P.O.'s girlfriend and got her down there in his bed. And here P.O.'s life is taking that darker turn, because again, still that Mephistopheles, he doesn't go away from P.O.'s life. He's always there, and some or other P.O. doesn't. And this is a question we could have here in the book: throw him out and kick him away and break with him, because, you know, you got this Mephistopheles, he's smart and he's like, you know, this psychopath thing, you know, charming, but, you know, he has his underlying motives, and you can really build that Mephistophelian character there upon Rob. So he's some or other, and the readers can go, get rid of him, but no, some or other, he's still there and influencing. And And whenever P.O. meets a girl that he's interested in and who is interested in him, then this Rob comes in there and disturbs that. So we would just build that whole story of that character, that Mephistophelian character, that in a way is sent in, he's coming in there into the life of Pio to test him, you know, that, hey, why don't you go down this downward spiral with me, you know? And it's not, you know, drugs and this and that, but he's drinking too much, and you can see that Rob, which we'll then find later on in the story, is just going that alcoholic path or something. So he eventually, we find him just alone and weak and messed up life and alcoholic and didn't get anywhere in life. When Pio has had this huge adventure and is on his way now, the upwards going spiral. But we can really build that Faust story right into that first. I mean, it's a little epic, the whole thing, with those girls coming in, the models, and that lady, the heroine lady, and sorry to use that expression, but so yeah, something like that.